Welcome to Super Flexophobia Podcast. I am your host and current champion, Plank Master Seth. Welcome.
This is the Keltzman. What's going on, dude?
Hey, how's it going? You know, I didn't think I forgot about that I'm still a champion, even though I don't have my trophy. Still waiting for Nick to...
Establishing your dominance early.
Still waiting for Nick to deliver her to me.
If I could make an asterisk pop up, it'd be right about here. I mean, is it? Are you technically champion if you don't have a trophy?
Technically, I am. Yes.
Technically, yes.
I control the finances, so I am.
Well, yeah, that's true. You have us. You have us by the short hairs on that one. Yeah,
go ahead. Asterisk all away all you want.
This is it's funny because Nick sends the picture of the trophy and the seatbelt. I was like, man, that's bold as brass right there, dude. But he's like, he's earning it, I guess.
Yeah.
He's getting a target on his back, I guess, huh?
he's bored.
Oh, my God.
But, hey, here we are. Welcome back to the first podcast of this season. So
it's very nice. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. This is almost kind of per request of Caleb, I guess, kind of lighting the fire a little bit.
Yep, appreciate it.
I mean, we knew it was coming. Okay, dude, we just had to get our affairs in order. You know, I mean, you can't tell right now, but there's a bunch of wires everywhere. We got some new stuff. We can actually see ourselves up there. I forgot about that. But that's not for this episode. This episode is getting back to the grind. Mm-hmm. But we're going to kind of go through what we did these couple months past, kind of highlight some things that we thought were interesting, some fun, all that good stuff. So, as you guys remember, we had that big old format meeting switch up, which actually, man, we did a bunch of stuff.
Very productive.
When we kind of went through it, and I made a big old paper of all this, but I lost, you know. But you know, it was a lot of stuff that I wrote down, and it's actually, I think, changing for the better. And we actually forgot two things that we got rid of to put on this list.
But, oh, yeah?
Yeah, I believe those were kickers and defense.
Oh, yeah, those things.
Yeah, those little annoying things. But, yeah, so we thought we should just give everybody a little update because who knows who forgot all these things, because I know sure as heck we forgot a little bit just kind of writing them down here. So when we had the meeting, I think the biggest standout thing that we agreed on was moving to Superflex 2023.
Yes, very excited. And you could tell when we talk about the draft recap, the strategy that went into a QB heavy type of picks. So
I was joining that strategy, by the way. Mm-hmm. I thought it was significant, especially with, you know, the plethora of QBs that were available this year and their profiles. It was just like a good year. I'm just like, well, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like perfect in knowing what's ahead, but seeing what I think it was it four or five quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Right. That are supposed to be like really good.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it was a good idea to jump all over that. Yeah. So I guess Mikey did too, but, yeah. So
2 years.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I know, dude.
I mean, it's going to change this whole league dynamic and for the better, like you said, and more points, more incentives, more money, more fun, more trades.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome.
So on the league dynamic of what you just said, I've actually noticed a difference in how I am valuing everybody as far as trade goes. And I kind of had a discussion with this with Mark, because you know how a lot of us use trade calculators and stuff when you click 1B, you know, 1QB and 2QB flex or whatever, and there's a significant difference for the quarterbacks. Well, now it's like you can't totally disregard it because we're 1QB, but also we're going to be super flex. So it's almost like you have to take the average of a super flex value compared it to a 1QB and kind of just find that difference, because some of these QBs, you know, actually matter, you know, within a certain year range. Well, definitely within a 2 year range for sure. Mm-hmm. So,
and you know, all of them are going to be starters in 2 years.
50% of them will be
most likely.
Well, 50% of them will be multiple hits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but, it has definitely changed the way I am, looking at all my trade values without a doubt. I don't know if that's been the case with anybody else. I mean, but yeah, it's a huge difference, I think. And it's almost like a unique thing that our league has. Mm-hmm. Just because it's like, okay, well, this value is good for this one, but what is it going to look like in 2 years? I don't know.
Right.
So, you know, one thing I noticed too, man, I don't know if you were partaking in this. I don't think you were, but it seemed like a lot of people wanted 2023 picks.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were throwing them out there left and right.
Well, I was like, I get why, you know, but I'm like, is it really that big of a deal? Like, because to me, like, if the whole paradigm is like shifted basically mm-hmm. once we declared Superflex. So it's like, isn't kind of every draft leading up to that
right.
kind of like each one is more significant than the next, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. Like, what if there's like, what if 2023 has like a lot of quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know. I haven't looked that far, obviously, but, you know, it's something to think about, I guess. I'm not trying to give advice or anything.
Not in this podcast.
No. That's Never. Not what this is. So, yeah, the big shift was the 2023 Superflex. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Finally convinced those guys.
Yeah.
It worked.
What was the vote on that?
It was almost...
Was it almost unanimous?
I think so.
Pretty close, besides Caleb.
Well, you know, dude, and you know what I didn't think about this either, and I kind of get it. I guess since Nick's like a doctor, it just made more sense. He's like, well, he's obviously smart, because he's the one that brought it up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. Just like, no one's listening to us. He's like, well, but then a doctor says it, and it's like, well, it must be true.
That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's something to ponder. But the second best thing, well, it's actually more like two good things. We got rid of those kickers and defenses, but replaced them with IDP guys. So we increased the number of people we could take shots on as opposed to, like you say, you know, 32 teams.
Right.
You know, and initially when we looked at it, well, this was also funny because I believe Caleb didn't get to vote on this, but he was outcalled anyway.
Yeah, he was
unanimously.
Outnumbered.
Yeah.
And he welcome fled. To democracy voting
face. So I'm always getting kicked out of, you know, Caleb freaking out.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, when I punched in the ID, when I initiated the IDP scoring and all that, these guys are getting like McCaffrey numbers. I'm like, no. Yeah. That can't be right. Like, there's no way. That just changed everything.
Yep.
So I was a little freaked out about that. But then when I lowered them down to just the actual DST numbers, looked a lot better. They're like the max games they were getting, like maybe 20 points. And they're like really good, you know, 13.
Which I think that's appropriate. And then, you know, even next year, if you want to change scoring again for those guys, but I don't really know how much you're going to change. A fumble recovery.
I don't know.
How do you weigh those heavily? And do we put a poll out? Do we go through the whole rigmarole again?
No.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. We're done.
It was exhausting enough just to add that position. So.
Let's put it this way. If everybody feels that fumble recoveries need to be more points.
or whatever, you know.
Yeah, like how many votes do you need just to get it passed to vote on or whatever? It's like, all right, if it's this many discrepancies, okay, we'll bring it up. I think it's going to be fine. We basically just... made it. I don't know how many IDP players are out there. I'm sure it's hundreds. So we just made it to where you have hundreds of chances versus 32 or not even 32.
Right.
I mean, some people, I had two defenses. So it's like, okay, I'm starting two guys or what? And then how do you value the DST? It's just, it's so difficult, man.
It's tough.
It's easier to judge a player. Like to me, if you're throwing IDP players in there, like, and you can kind of see how they're doing. That to me is a much better gauge of like a trade value, personally, I think.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be for the best. I think I'm actually really happy or I'm really excited to see kind of how it affects all the games. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Incentives were the next big thing. We increased them, I think, I forget by that. We have five of them.
Mm-hmm.
I believe three of them are worth $10 and then two of them are worth $5. And if I had to guess, I'd say the two that were worth $5 are the closest,
margin of victory.
Margin of victory. Yeah, I think the $5 goes to the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one.
It's a best manager or best lineup.
I think it's manager.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's manager.
Yeah. Cause you could score the most points, but. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that, not be the best manager.
Yeah, so, it was something along those lines, I think. It was something that I remember, I thought Kyler brought that one up, and that was a good point, so we switched it. Because he was saying something like, yeah, you could essentially not start anybody, and that's like you're the best manager based on the points that you put out. And I was like, all right, good point.
Yep.
So switch that one. And then the other three, I think, oh, man, I forget.
I think we did individual players still.
You might be right. I don't remember, though. I thought it was, oh, no, wait. Biggest blowout, I think, was one. And then highest score, because it's not necessarily the same.
Right. Highest individual score, not team.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I'm not sure if it was individual or not, though.
I thought we kept that one. We'll go back to our notes.
Yeah. Well, we'll
circle back on that one.
Yeah, circle back. maybe that's the one where we can't think of that. Yeah. Maybe we'll be thinking about it. But regardless, you know, we made it easier. So we just look at them and it's like, all right, done, you know, set it. It's going to be a lot more interesting seeing more of the incentives go out. I think it just, you know, it gives people, well, Mikey's going to benefit from it. At least he can get some money back, you know.
But, and we're doing first, second, and third.
I forget.
I thought it was first, second, and third.
You might be right. I forget. I need to find that paper.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? I have the audio file, you know, so it's fine. I did record it, guys. Sorry. Suckers.
You didn't sign your NDA agreement.
Well, you know what, dude? With this crowd, man, like, I think everything needs to be recorded because so much shit gets talked. It's just like, well, actually, let's circle back.
Right.
So yeah, new incentives are definitely going to be fun this year. We changed, instead of tanking to get a good pick in the draft, we're now doing the max PF, which was highly debated, actually, I remember, but it worked out to just be max PF. So I think it was splitting hairs between that and something else. So, you know, again, something we don't have to calculate.
Right.
So
yeah, if you can automate anything, I think in this whole league, so you're not putting pen to paper
you
know, for rules or papers you can't find. Electronically is best. So.
Well, especially now that we just like increased everything. It's like, if you make it easier, maybe you can add more things. So it's fun.
So we were looking, this is our third year. This is our third season, huh?
Number three, dude.
Yeah. And we have all of our league data and everything still within the app. So if anything, we can refer back to whatever we did. So
that's right. We actually, like, one day we maybe should look at those too, because there's a couple interesting stats in there just as far as team build. I think it's going to be shifted though significantly this year. I'd actually be interested to see what Mikey did to his team, but we'll get to that in a second. And then the last one that we can remember really was no loser's bracket for the tournament mode anymore.
Yeah.
And I think also we did change something to where the losers of like the first playoff game actually do need to set a lineup and win because they get the better pick. So they're fighting for the better pick. Right. So, you know, example would be, you know, you get it, I guess, like whoever loses the first game, you know, play each other. Right. And then they're fighting for, I think it was what, like seventh pick. Yeah. Seventh and eighth. Mm-hmm. Winner gets seventh. Yeah. So that's the example, except for the championship game, the winner of the championship game gets the 10th pick every time. So I think that's more accurate. I like that better, you know, and the actual tournament mode is the other thing. So the tournament mode So tournament mode actually dictates the top six, the way they place
bracket.
That's the picks they get. The max PF is just for the bottom four. Bracket. That's right. That was the difference.
Yep.
So see, we got there.
It's foggy.
It's all coming back. We just gotta, pierce through it a little bit. We're all right. So yeah, and like losers bracket thing. Like I said, I think it'd be cool if the losers bracket, if they wanted to do their own bets between the four of them,
right?
Have at it, just so it's more interesting. You know, maybe call your shot, put it in the chat or whatever, so everybody holds you to it, kind of deal. But yeah,
was there? Did we talk about breakdown at one point? I know we did that for a seeding purpose or draft or refresh my memory on the breakdown aspect of it, or was it just a fun thing to have that?
The breakdown, it was between breakdown and Max PF.
That's what the other one was.
And they were close. I think there was only one instance where like me and Kyler would have been flip flopped given the other one. Right. So, I mean, as far as everybody else, I think Mikey brought this one up too. Mm-hmm. It was relatively the same. So it's just like, and I was making a point. I'm like, well, which one do you want to be? You want to be the going based off of wins, or do you just want to go off points? Everybody decided points. Points. So that's what it was. Yeah.
And we didn't have to do it manually.
No manually. No. Yeah. It was a lot of work for Andre because he was ready to do it. So yeah, that's basically the update as far as our league settings are concerned. I know we have the 17 game season now going on.
Yeah.
Andre made a point to bring that up. It was a quick adjustment, easy. Just something I didn't think about because of all the chaos going on. But and I think everything else, man, I think the trade deadline got moved back also. That was a vote. Yep. It just got moved back like with the games. So So
I think that was so far ago.
Yeah, so I think so. I know.
January. I don't think anybody's brought it up since, but maybe once we get in. This is a good refresher to say, hey, check their league settings. And
yeah, definitely. Yeah,
should be good no idea, surprises. So.
Yeah, go back and just take a look at everything, guys, because, you know, like you said, it's been a second, you know, since we kind of looked at everything. And like the taxi cap rules or the taxi squad rules, all that stuff, it should be relatively the same. It's always 2 years on the taxi and then they got to get off. So we do have the IR spot too. So
that was added. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing.
And Mark took advantage of that, I see already, with Acres.
We'll get to that also. So
I'm going to jump the gun.
Yeah, I know, right? Jeez, he's taking advantage of it pretty quick. Knock on wood for anybody else. The biggest thing, man, was leading up to that draft. And for some reason, dude, Mikey just was like, you know what? And I think his deal... And I believe, I don't know if he said this to me. I think he just said this to me, but I think it was something along the lines of just thinking he's like, you know what, I'm not going to be able to beat, you know, it was either you and Andre maybe or something. I personally disagree. I think that's a possibility he could have done. Because, I mean, he finished first in the ranks regular season mode last year.
Right.
So, but, I mean, he's very particular guy regarding his team, which I found out just like kind of talking, you know, and I'm sure anybody else who's dealing with him talks or might come to that conclusion. So yeah, he basically erases the board with the fire sale, man. Mm-hmm. Did you capitalize on anything?
Blow it up. No, I didn't actually.
Nothing?
I think we docked on some deals, but I think you talk with everybody and forgive me, Mikey, if we had a trade, but I just, it was not a memorable one, so I don't think we did.
Well, I definitely had one with him, Juju, for a second round pick. Oh, yeah. I like that one. I know he definitely capitalized, I think, with Nick on something, I believe. Might have to do with Russell Wilson, possibly.
Yeah, because it's...
Right?
Yeah. It's, and
someone was in there.
Yep.
And then Kyler did something with Mikey and then traded with Mark right away. It was like a DJ Moore thing and like a Tyreek Hill thing.
There were some big names thrown out there, man.
Well,
there
dude, like
big names.
I'm not Mikey. I'm not trying to drag you down or anything, but like, I think he could have got so much more than what he grabbed, but you know, to each his own, like that's fine. Like, cause I do get the, you know, like I get the aspect of like, okay, thinking, you know what, I'm going to be in no man's land with these other two guys up there. I understand that. And to be honest, like as a guy personally going through, who was going through a rebuild, it is kind of fun. Like it would be more fun enjoying the incentives we just put in to play, but it is kind of cool to do both things, like manage a winning team, which I don't, another league, but, and then also doing a rebuild, it kind of sharpens both skills.
Yeah.
So,
but you also got to think long-term sustainability, you know, I mean, Mikey, I think is building for 3, 4, 5 years, you know, to where maybe if you do a rebuild or I do a rebuild or something, it's a short-term type thing, you know, who's going to hit faster.
Yeah.
I want it quick and dirty down there. I want to win this year, next year. and then I'll worry about a rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've listened to other people and read some other things that says, well, you know, is he I can't remember the term you use, but is he someone on the short term that he's gonna,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm. kind of like
now, or
you're kind of talking, it sounds like you're talking more like, are you a contender or not kind of thing? Yeah.
Pretender, yeah. Pretender segment. It should have.
And well, it's an interesting concept too, because you cannot necessarily be a contender and not really have to go into a rebuild either. You know, you just might not have got in,
yeah.
so to speak. So it's like, well, how you want to do it? You want to kind of get some picks for the next year, or do you want right. to kind of move around some guys and maybe try and acquire some? But mm-hmm. you know, for us, contender, I mean, you just got to be top six and yeah. you're gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that big of a stretch to decide whether or not. I mean, I guess depending on the record, it would suck if you had like a tie-in record and you're like trying to buy all these guys out, selling picks for like these guys, and all of a sudden you just, you know,
yeah. go. Like, you know, I'm excited to see about this or this season, you know, because yeah. I think we have a lot of middle road teams. We have a good 4-8 core set of teams that you could swoop yeah. and swap any of those guys, and
it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be the most fun season besides when we're in the super flex, because I think we've made the right moves and drafted the right people with IDP.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a lot of people just, you know, meshed up there in the middle.
it's going to be cool, dude. Some. Like, he definitely shifted a bunch of stuff when he sold his team like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of funny how one player selling other guys can yeah. be like, it can change the dynamic significantly. Like he definitely helped me climb out of a hole for right. sure. I think he helped Kyler climb out of the hole too.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe those are actually the two significant guys.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I don't think the other guy, like Caleb, didn't really capitalize. I mean, what, he sold Aaron Jones to Caleb. So right. it's more of a contending move. That's really, I don't know if that like shifts Caleb's rank necessarily
mm-hmm.
that much more, you know, and then, cause I think it was like a first, I think, mm-hmm. and that was it. So
yeah. backup for Saquon this year.
Dude, I guess we could talk about that too.
When he goes down.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But, yeah, this year, dude, is going to be interesting. And not only that too, we don't have like negative quantities for the IDP. Mm-mm. It's like purely bonus. So, you know, that strategy, like I've already dropped a an IDP. Well, you know,
they're IDPs.
Why not? Yeah, exactly. Pick another one up mm-hmm. if you want. Which is why I like that so much. But yeah, that, I mean, that, I don't know if the IDP is going to bump it that much. Maybe just a little boost. It might, I don't know.
Right.
We haven't seen it done before. Like we don't know how they're going to score
yeah.
based on just, you know, only from what we've seen. So, yeah, he did a lot of stuff, dude.
Yeah.
And, it's going to be interesting to see how that affects everyone.
I mean, so. Stafford's leading the charge for him. So he's got Mr. Matthew.
I mean, I'd rather have, I could think of a bunch of other guys I would rather not have than Stafford. So, this is all pre-draft stuff, obviously. God, I want to say it might've been a week or two before.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing out that week. I have no idea what it was. So if you didn't capitalize on that fire sale, sorry, you missed out.
Mm-hmm.
But that took us to our day, our 24-hour draft pick draft. So how did you like that, dude? Because I know you were kind of one of the ones who were like, I like the draft day.
I like
it. And
yeah.
like, it's cool. And I get that. And I was like, well, let's sum it up just with a party. Obviously, we're still waiting to do that. But like, what did you think about the day process?
Being the 10th pick because I'm a champion. Don't forget that.
I guess if I want the most negative reaction, I probably ask it.
Ever. Jeez. No, but I understand. I like the draft day and, you know, the redraft, you know, the big party and everything like that. But you also got to change your mentality, dynasty, that now you're involving picks.
Yeah.
And I don't know, 24 hours, you know, might have been too long, but then what are the other options? 12, but then
it was 24, 12, and then 8.
But then you had other obligations, family, kids, you mm-hmm. know, girlfriends, dogs, whatever, you know, that allowed you to have that flexibility and time to where I could negotiate more trades or mm-hmm. entertain ideas or research more people. So I warmed up to the idea.
When
I was working hard at home.
Hey, man, you got something going on at all times. You never know. And that thing's just going to shoot right up. You're like, holy crap, I'm picking.
But I did have to say like around like pick 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I'm like 5 days in. And it was like Mikey back to back too.
I know. I liked, I think you were like, when we started the draft, you're like, all right, cool. I can't wait to do my pick in a week.
Yeah.
It was a little less than that.
I actually thought it moved pretty fast though. No one took the whole day. Gabe might have. Oh no, he didn't have any picks. That's right. Yeah.
He didn't have any picks. When has Gabe had picks?
IDP.
No, I think, did he?
He had one.
He had one in like the fourth round or something. I don't remember.
Maybe a fourth round. I think he waited to the 21st hour too.
Well, thanks to me, he's got some more picks, but we can bring that up to later. I can tell you now, like, I'm so glad that we did that, just because I think, I had like a much more fun draft. Just seeing what was happening in general.
Yeah.
I mean, started off bad just because Austin was on a lake or something and he forgot. I knew who he was picking and he was like, dude, like, can you help me out? I'm like busy. I'm like, sure. What do you want?
Yeah.
And then he told me. So, cause I traded him, that 101 for Jacobs and his other first. So I was like, hey man, who you grabbing? Mm-hmm. You know? So, and he told me about Najee. I'm like, all right, cool. Just as a rough little starter there. But after that, you know, I mean, Kyler used some time too a little bit. And, and then Mikey.
Got him right here. Yeah.
Oh yeah. We could probably just bring it up, I guess.
Yeah. Kyler got Chase, Mikey Pitts.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mikey Pitts. I know. I was like the whole time before the draft, he was just like, oh, it was like Pitts. I'm like, how much do you like him? Like, can I have him? You know? I think personally, I like doing it a lot better just because I was actually able to extract some value, I think, from it 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the guys I came across with, and I think I got a decent amount of them. I mean, talking with Mark, he said he loved it.
Yeah.
Really liked the idea of how you can actually, you know, it's just so much more trading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's almost like this big dopamine hit where you're just like, trade here,
right?
Oh, picking, you know, whatever. It's interesting.
But you put yourself in really a GM shoes or really, a team at the draft, and how much in their war room that they're making calls and,
oh, yeah.
You know, they're chatting with people, texting people. So I like that aspect. Like you felt like you were an actual owner of a team. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so that was a fun part.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't. You know, maybe one day you'll have an earlier pick.
I hope not.
Well,
this is a trade.
There you go. Yeah, you could get something from Mikey, maybe.
Maybe his next fire sale.
Yeah.
What do you think about? Are we going to be doing 4 rounds year after year? Are we going to keep doing 4 or? I thought it was a good amount. Yeah. I mean, you get 4 quality players.
I would say once you go past 4, it's like, all right, what are we doing here? Now, I mean, one thing that does need to be brought up, which I'm cool doing, you know, this would be a vote thing, but do we want to keep the IDP separate or do we want to combine?
Right.
I actually kind of liked... Well, I guess it just depends on how much these guys are value. I guess I'm down for both. I think it'd be crazy and like more complicating to do
one
combined. However, I don't think the IDP guys, the way we have them scored right now, is really that significant.
Mm-hmm.
And they would probably just all go late.
I think it's also,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I think if you also go separate, you keep the league engaged though too, you know, as opposed to... You do our normal rookie only draft, mm-hmm. and then 3 weeks later, in between those 3 weeks, it's dead.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. You know, now I got to do IDPs, and at least you keep them engaged. Not that we know anything about a lot of these IDP guys.
I don't.
You know,
yeah.
But at least you're, you know, kind of get back in the swing of things of you know, drafting people and looking at football again.
You know, one thing, I did notice. So when I clicked the supplemental draft thing and just did the IDP guys, it just gives you a brand new thing of picks. Mm-hmm. I actually kind of like that, that like it's, I mean, having them separated, I don't know how this would work. I'm assuming this is right. But you like, you initiate the supplemental draft after the rookies, and then all of a sudden you get new picks that you're only using for that. Now, I don't know if anybody traded picks for IDP.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would have went forward either for like the next year rookie draft.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think everybody picked.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious. I'm assuming if you traded like, you know, if you traded like round three or whatever. Well, I don't know. I don't. Nobody did it because essentially if you do like future picks or whatever. Maybe it was just in that one. No, I guess it's just for the year. Because, like, you wouldn't be able to ask for, like, a... No. Sorry, I'm going back and forth. I'm trying to figure it out.
Thinking out loud here.
Yeah, I'm thinking out loud. Because, like, what would happen if you traded a 23 first for the first pick of our IDP league in 2021? I would imagine that
I think you could if it's a supplemental draft.
I guess it should
follow the same rules.
I guess that would just go right to. I don't know how that would work, dude. Because like, what if it isn't a possibility that like it could mesh with like someone else's 23 first or something like that? I don't know. It'd be something worth looking into. Because no one did it, so we don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's interesting because everybody gets a new pick. You would imagine that like because we have picks out to 2024, although now that I think about it, I don't know if we even were presented 2024 picks until after both of those drafts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, then it goes to a three something year like max. That.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's interesting though. Like something to look out for.
Let's take that offline.
Yeah.
Let's
not analyze it too much.
Look at that one.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we hit some IDP draft. It was not as interesting, you know, but we got the job done, you know,
very linebacker heavy if I were.
Yep. You know. Yep. Linebacker heavy, but you can still take the flyer on the good guy or whatever, like back or whatever. So yeah, that was, all the drafts that we did. And, I guess if you want, we can start tying these guys into some, you know, league mate analyzation of moves and players affecting these moves and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess we can just start off with this big Watson massage thing going on. Pretty weird, right? He joins the list of Geis and who else?
Yeah, there's a lot of
I'm sure there's a couple. Geis is the first one I remember. That's probably the most recent.
Robert Kraft. I mean, he's the...
Oh, yeah. You know, there you go.
Go the owner route. So.
Yeah, it's all NFL. Mm-hmm. So this was like the first downfall in Mark's team collapse, so to speak. I guess we can talk about him because this is kind of relevant. So Mark has the unfortunate opportunity of holding on to Watson. You know, through all this stuff, me being the degenerate that I am with team and all that, I was actually trying to get Watson from him low at this time. But Watson was one of them that hit. And dude, the Cam Akers thing.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Just 0 for 2.
What right the heck?
Bat, man.
Just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, and the thing with him is like it's the Achilles thing. So, like, I've heard a lot of guys say, you're going to know a lot about Akers after seeing what Marlon Mack's going to do.
Because
he did that last year. Yeah, took him out. Mm-hmm. I think he did it, what, like, maybe game two?
Yeah, he was early.
Maybe one? Mm-hmm. I forget.
Because you have him. Didn't you have him?
No, I have Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
So, when it happened, I was like, sweet, you know, he's number one.
Right.
So, it was just kind of like a big boost right there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think a big... signifier of how Akers is going to do is going to be dependent on Marlon Mack. Now I know he's like older than him,
right?
But I mean, you get to see kind of how far along that Achilles rehab is going to go on a running back, because apparently that's just like a It's almost like a death sentence.
Yeah.
He's like, his value dropped like significantly.
It's almost like a Tommy John surgery on a pitcher, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, like you figure, well, I got Tommy John. How many more am I going to have before my career is over? You know, can I bounce back? So,
yeah. So go ahead.
You recently met up with Mark and saw him face to face. How did he look? How was he feeling? Was his physical presence? Was there eyes sunken down? Was he low? You know,
I don't,
good spirits.
I don't know if it was related to his football or if it's just because he has a kid now. It's 6 months and a 3-year-old. So
that too.
It's easy to mix up. But he wasn't like, he looked good. I mean, he's a Marine, so he can bury a lot of stuff and keep a stoic stance.
Right. Okay.
And all that. Yeah, he was not happy with all the bad luck that he was receiving. I don't think he was that worried about Watson. I think Watson, for him, because, you know, he's sporting, you know, Lamar Jackson and all that.
Yeah.
And he's got Fitzmagic is kind of like a backup, so to speak. I mean, I think he's going to do probably pretty well this year for that. So he wasn't worried about that too much. Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of like a lot of bad luck for that.
Mm-hmm. Before the season even starts.
The Cam Akers. Now, luckily, he has Henderson.
Yeah.
And he got Xavier Jones, I guess, which supposedly is going to carve out a role too, according to Sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, good on him that he had those two.
Yeah.
You know, because that just sucks, you know. But, I mean, it could happen to anybody, right?
It could. Yep.
I guess the whole Watson thing, we're kind of just waiting to see where he's going to go, right? And as you guys saw today, I acquired him.
You did.
I guess even before that, I acquired Mr. Patty Mahomes from Gabe with a plethora of picks.
Gabe's back in the league.
Welcome back. Gabe's got some picks. Not for long.
Brian Hill, right?
Brian Hill. I think all my Brian Hill picks are now officially gone from Gabe. So we'll see if Mahomes can outdo those guys.
Okay. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, I mean, you know, that was probably a big one a lot of people saw, but you know, I actually plugged it in a little bit and it wasn't that much of a buy.
Mm-hmm.
It actually was okay. Not that I care. You know, I'll take the player.
Yeah.
So it was a strong move, I admit. But, you know, I'm not sitting around waiting. So I thought it was a good move.
Well, Herbert's been traded twice now. Because I gave him to you.
That's right.
You know, second year, never know.
So the stack was appealing to Mark.
Yeah.
Which was part of why I wanted to get, that was kind of like, not the bait, but that was just more appealing to him because of that. Because definitely Mark, I think, is in win now mode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the hell I'm at. Maybe more of a neutral. It's possible. Mm-hmm. I guess I definitely probably moved up the ranks in middle for sure.
I thought it was a pretty even trade. Like even Jamal Williams. I mean, you got an RB2 right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when Swift does what he needs to do.
So a little dialogue between me and him, because I've been barking on this Watson door for like, you know, since all this crap happened with him. And today when it went through, because I sent it to him last night and we were talking, he's like, okay. And he went to bed and I'm just kind of sitting there and, you know, I woke up and nothing happened. I'm like, so you didn't push accept yet, huh? And he's like, oh, I know. I'm just like thinking about him, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, do you feel dirty? And he's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, yeah, I do too. And I was like, it's probably a good idea that it's probably a good trade that we're not like really getting screwed over. Like, because we both have stuff at risk, you know, doing it.
Do you feel dirty?
Yeah. Come on. I mean, you know that. Yeah. I don't know if you've made any of those trades. I'm sure people know what I'm talking about.
Not for massages.
Well, yeah. It's unfortunate that I use that word with Watson. But yeah, it was one of those where it's like, man, I like the upside on it, but it might completely fall in my face.
Bite you in the butt.
Yeah. And it's kind of like for both of us because... Yeah.
But isn't that any trade?
No. It's not.
This could work, but it also bite me in the ass on the way home, you know?
Yeah. So. I don't like doing those trades, but it's like, I've had two big buy trades recently. I think I'm done with them for now, you know? But yeah, they're hard ones to make, a buy trade. You know, it's a whole different world versus just kind of like here and there and, you know, little guys and whatnot. But these big players moving around, it's a whole different ball game. It's
definitely a pucker up and hope for the best.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So that being said, we did have the Rodgers hold out, the mini Andre freak out. Mm-hmm. I did post the brown paper bag a couple of times.
You did?
Yeah, regarding Caleb more often, but I think I did post it for Andre. He was so Andre's quarterbacks, I believe, are Rodgers' cousins, right? And Tua, right? He's kind of has, you know, high hopes for Tua. For that moment in time, I did agree with Andre saying, wow, my quarterback situation kind of blows right now. Because I don't know what he paid for him.
Right.
I believe Kyler had him. I don't know what he paid for.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But yeah, that's a little creepy. Now, you being on the wide receiver side of that with Adams, what was going on there?
Well, I he was on a trade block for me. Like, I didn't publicly put him out there, but mentally. I was thinking, I was like, one, he's going to, you know, they cut off contract negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he was obviously waiting for Rodgers to see what he did. And I'm like, well, shit, if he doesn't come back and, you know, he's going to have a poor season, I think. I mean, Jordan Love will throw to him, you know.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or 2 days, if he's any.
If Love better. Is good, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Adams isn't going to play on Saturday. No, but
he's playing with the second team, but sure.
So I was like, well, if Rodgers doesn't come back, I gotta get Adams with some value. Get something because it's not gonna look good for me. So.
Are you gonna sell him now?
No,
absolutely not.
No, especially if he's gonna become the highest paid receiver like he's asking.
Dude, his warp numbers. I looked at them today. They're almost like two games.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Right? I'm like, is this for real?
Right.
Because I was just kind of like bouncing back and forth, seeing like, well, what could I even offer Seth for Adams? I'm like, I'm pretty sure nothing versatile because he's on the team that he likes, obviously. But I'm just curious, and I'm looking at the numbers. I'm like, there's no way in hell.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could pay. Like, really? Like, what do you pay a guy to get, or what do you pay a GM to give away a guy that almost gets you two wins for
your team.
Mm-hmm. It's basically almost like McCaffrey-esque, you know, like you need to give up a lot, you know, and it's almost like depending on where the GM's team is, so to speak, like selling McCaffrey for you, having a different team, you know, that's a different thing. But right now, your team in particular, it's like, why in the hell would you ever trade?
Right.
You know,
but then, you know, you look at, well, who's their number two? They still don't have a number two. I mean, Randall Cobb, that's great. They brought him back for good show. And
I'm taking like three shots. I'm taking three shots.
You know,
on the wide receiver two on the Packers.
There's that too.
four if you Funches, count Tanyan.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. It still has value for number one, and he's in the third year offense in LaFleur. So
yeah,
I think, you know, they're just more comfortable with it, and I think it's going to be another good NFC championship loss for them this year.
I know, so, right? Yeah. I know. I'm actually, personally, I'm actually excited just to kind of see what Funchess can do because he had some good, you know, games or like seasons. I don't know how long
he's fresh.
I mean, you'd freaking hope so, you know? I mean, I know, and he took like a pay cut, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, he was doing good in Carolina.
Yeah.
Like I had him on fantasy team once and I think he did fine for me. So I'm interested to see how that works with him. And then Cobb, I mean, he's just, you know,
security blanket, you know, if morale booster for Rodgers, I think.
If Rodgers is making a big deal about him, you know, it's like, okay, maybe you should take some stock in it, you know, and just see what happens.
Yep.
It was worth an IDP drop, I think, you know,
for free, right? Or do you?
I might have paid $2.
$2.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if Caleb did $2 or Ingram.
That's what I mean. Caleb's always freaking me out with these weird little calls and stuff. But everything turned out all right for you and me and Andre. He's got at least this year coming.
Mm-hmm.
So Andre's gonna live to see another day with his team as far as quarterback is concerned. So we talked about the Akers thing, and I guess while Andre's on the block with teams that he's connected to, the Wentz factor. Does, I mean,
he's collecting dust on my bench. So
I mean, what do you do with that?
If you're the Colts, if you're
let's do this.
Peyton Manning.
Let's first ask what you do with it, and then we'll ask hypothetically. We'll see what Andre says. We'll pretend that Andre is the GM or head coach of the Colts, and what he would think about it.
This is our segment. If you were ..
Yes. So you have him on the team. Like, are you just letting him collect? Pretty much. What can you do?
I mean, I love the time frame that they said. Well, he's out from 5 to 12 weeks. Well, hell, it's quite a range.
It's like, where do you get five from first?
Then they're saying, well, he could be back week one. Wait a minute. You said 5 to 12.
He also could be a unicorn and shits rainbows.
Well, yes. Redhead rainbows.
Red shits. Yeah. So, why not?
I don't know. Yeah, he's, I mean, obviously, wait and see. I don't know what. I try to trade him.
Yeah. No luck, obviously.
Not going to get any value for him, you know. But then also, you're moving to super flex in 23.
Do you think he's going to be moving by then?
He might be. I don't know, you know.
Well, he's had a bunch of injuries, right?
He has.
I don't know if it's all leg stuff, but like maybe arm too.
I was hoping for the, you know what, rookie year or second year of the Eagles where he.
That's what I'm afraid of with Herbert.
Yeah.
Which is why I traded him.
But it figures back with Reich, with the Colts and his OC, you know, or now his head coach. And just like, well,
sounds
maybe.
Like he's doing the same thing he was doing on the Eagles, too, just being hurt.
He's consistent.
Business as usual. Mm-hmm. All he needs is Nick Foles.
Is he out there in the street somewhere? Who's he with now?
It was in Chicago, and then he's like, oh, that was the last place. Who was that? Or was it Jackson?
Jacksonville?
Well, he's not with Jacksonville.
Not anymore, but.
Did he go back to Chicago? I don't know, dude.
Well, you got the Red Rocket, Dalton, and Fields there. So
he's just. Foles just sitting there?
Yeah.
Come on down.
What do you think the Colts would do if you're in Andre's shoes as the GM of the Colts?
I think if Andre is the GM of the Colts, he has a conditional second, right? Mm-hmm. For once, if he doesn't play a certain amount of games.
Yeah.
I think Andre's cutting his ass off the team and just taking the damn second and moving on. I think that's how fed up Andre is with the Colts.
Yeah.
It seems abundantly clear. And I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand. Like, yep. I'd be frustrated too.
Yep.
That's what I think Andre would do with Carson Wentz. Is Carson Wentz good? More on that later. Or is he just hurt all the time?
Next hour.
Yeah. That can be an Andre segment. That would be an hour segment easy. Mm-hmm. Just Andre like complaining about the Colts. But I would do that one. As long as it's not my team. Speaking of quarterbacks who, you know, are tied to Hurts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good one there.
Yeah, you like that? Well, I think you did the best meme ever. Like, Jalen Hurts always hurt, or what was it?
was it me? I don't know.
No, I think it was you. You said Jalen Hurts, and then the next one was like Wentz is hurt, or like always hurts. Yeah, I think it was always hurts. That was a good one.
I think you just look at Caleb's man crush right there with Hurts.
The hell? And,
I mean, he's high on him.
So the evolution of Caleb.
Him massages.
The evolution of Caleb went to random comments about whatever to like all out Jalen Hurts fanboy club. I'm wondering when the save the date's coming out.
Yeah.
I'm wondering when Watson's going to get traded to the Eagles and crush his dreams.
Or anybody traded to the Eagles and crush his dreams.
Anybody. Like what is, what was it? Hurts a round three guy?
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Tell me the odds on round three, guys. And don't say Brady.
None.
Yeah. Caleb, man, he's the other thing that Caleb I'm wondering about is the Saquon thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if Saquon's viable or not.
Right.
I don't think he's viable from Caleb because I think Caleb won too much for him. And also, like, I remember... I wonder how much Caleb is hurting because he didn't pick Christian McCaffrey at 101 in our startup.
He's gonna still live that down. We're not going to live it down. So.
I just, like, you must look at that and just smile every time.
Grin.
Yeah, I grin. Like ear to ear.
Ear to ear, dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
How did Hurts do tonight? Because there was a preseason game, wasn't it, with the Eagles tonight?
Yes.
And according to statistician Caleb, he did start tonight.
Was that, was that something he commented on?
Yeah, he posted in the chat that
Jalen
Hurts is making his debut tonight.
Oh, no, I talked about this with Mark because I asked, Mark's like sits and just watches the games and watches the games and, you know, feeds his daughter. Not doing much. He, I believe, said that he was doing pretty good, actually.
Was he?
Yeah, according to Mark. Whatever. You know, again, it's
not the best. Well, the Eagles lost. So.
Okay, so not that great.
Yep.
Okay.
Dwayne Haskins outperforms.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
No, I just saw Dwayne Haskins.
I hope that was right. I was like, please be right. Yeah, I don't know, dude. That's a man. I would love to see a Watson Rager connection.
Ooh.
You know?
That'd be nice.
I would like to see, you know, not me lose my butt on picking Rager 1.4 2 years ago.
And not have him produce for you.
Yeah. I mean, he got hurt a lot, but, you know, stuff happens. You know, ask Mark.
Jalen Hurts stats tonight. You ready for this?
I actually heard he did okay.
3 for 7, 54 yards. Have a quarterback rating of a 69.9.
Well, it's because he's receiving.
Joe Flacco outperformed Jalen Hurts. The MVP.
Jalen Hurts. Yeah.
Or Jalen Hurts, sorry. Joe Flacco, Super Bowl MVP, outperforms Hurts.
I actually would take that Joe Flacco bet. I'm sorry. I mean, Joe Flacco's done it before.
Yeah. Proven winner.
Yeah, I would take Joe Flacco over Hurts all day long. Sorry, Caleb. We talked a lot about Mark's collapse of a team. It's not that much of a collapse, but it for a moment there, it looked a little rough.
Yeah.
But speaking of collapse, somewhat, Austin and Michael Thomas.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
He had
on
a little
there?
Scare with Jefferson, too, kind of coming down on something. He did. I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely Michael Thomas. So, like, Michael Thomas, man, you like, what? It said sleeper, he ghosted
the whole Saints.
The Saints for like months or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. Gets a surgery in June and is like out for like half the year. Like, do you think he wants to be traded or what?
Do you think Breeze had that much of an impact on him that he's like, hey,
well, you just told me
play with him.
You just told me about Adams and Rodgers. So, yeah.
Yeah. Makes
100%
sense.
100%. Yeah. Where would you like to see Michael Thomas go? Packers?
No.
Dude.
Well, yes for...
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Selfish reasons. Like to see him go.
Mm-hmm. Actually, maybe realistically.
Because I have Zach Wilson.
Oh my God.
I would love that connection. So
he probably brings on a pretty decent cap hit, I would imagine, right? Yeah. Michael Thomas. So, like, realistically, where would he be able to go?
What organization has probably the most money? Cowboys?
Cowboys. Can you imagine all four of those guys?
Oh, nuts, man.
You just like that because of
Dak.
Dak. Dak's kind of doing some stuff too, man. What's going on?
I don't know.
McCarthy curse?
Probably.
I'm not surprised.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
That's Caleb's team also. It's not the best of luck right there. Yeah.
I don't know who would have the most money and the most cap room for Thomas.
I don't either. Like, Andre would know. I know Andre would know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I was thinking too, what was this? I had another Caleb thought. Where was it?
I bet if the Browns got rid of OBJ, I think they could open up Michael Thomas to go there.
Do you want Thomas to go to the Browns, though?
Yes, because they had Baker.
Yeah, but Baker's not throwing to Thomas.
No,
he's not throwing to OBJ. Yeah, exactly. You have to, like, man. Yeah, again, Andre would know this one. Andre would probably like to see Michael Thomas go to the Colts, but then he's thrown to him.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one.
Eason? Is Eason their starter now?
Or
Ellinger?
Two of them, huh? Nah, Easton, I think. I don't know, dude. They got a preseason game coming up, I'm sure.
Andre, that's your homework. Figure out the
assuming you listen to this in the future and you're listening to what we're saying. Yeah. And then I guess really of significance, I guess we can maybe talk, because we kind of talked about my team and what I did a bunch of buying these last couple weeks. We can talk about Gabe's team. So we gave him a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Not having any picks the last 2 years. Well, one pick. Mm-hmm. He got a bunch of picks from me. I think he got two first, 2 seconds, and he got some Trey Law going on. So he's going to be able to draft, you know, as of now for the first time in a rookie draft.
Yeah. He's got a decent team.
Yeah. It's interesting to see what Gabe's going to do as far as his team in general. Now, he can use a lot of those picks for, like, to capitalize on some stuff, I think.
Yeah, a lot of trade bait. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. But what does he do with that?
I don't know.
I mean, when he gets up in about an hour, we'll find out. So we'll see. After that, man, we covered the basics, you know. Like, we talked a lot about, you know, what's going on this year and getting pumped.
I just hope the guys are doing well. I haven't heard from Austin or Kyler in the chat. Just hopefully you guys are safe, healthy, taking care of yourselves.
Yeah. I texted Austin.
Make sure they got mental health is key nowadays. So.
Yeah, apparently. I texted Austin today. He didn't get back to me, but it was another time or two that he did get back. And I texted Kyler. He got back to me. So I was like, all right.
Nice.
You're all alive.
Good.
It's good. Caleb responded to me. I left him a sincere message. I don't know. I mean, should I read it out or no?
I mean, how sincere is this thing?
Well, it's sincere enough to get him to respond to me as quick as possible.
Then it's definitely worthy of the live performance.
Let me see. I mean, I wasn't embarrassing him or anything. But so I was just asking if... was this? Oh yeah, this for those of you who don't know, Caleb has a knack for not responding to people and letting his inbox, you know, fill up, so to speak.
Well, I think we know.
Yeah, I believe quote Caleb, he has about 20 or 16 trades in his inbox that he hasn't gotten to yet. So that's basically it. I don't know if that was on a podcast or he just said it somewhere, but so this is how I choose to get Caleb's attention. And this is all through text. So I said, "Good morning, sir. I hope you're having a good start to your Thursday morning. I'll start off by saying how much I value your input in this league and how much I appreciate your participation in creating a healthy space within the chat that encourages discussion and critical thinking. This role that you've taken shows me your stride and determination and success. With that being said, I sent you a trade this morning that I hope you will take a look at. Keep up the great work."
It was sincere.
Yeah, he said, "Thanks for the kind words. I appreciate you." That trade was garbage. That's more than one time. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to send him a good one right away.
No. Test the waters a little bit.
Yeah. So, with that, man. Oh, yeah. You have something else?
Yeah, on Caleb. Yeah. Still waiting. You know he had a girlfriend this last, like, year and a half?
So, funny story about that.
You think he's going to invite us to his wedding if he ever gets engaged to her?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let me ask you this
first.
Or
meet her in general.
So, when did you find out that he had a girlfriend?
God, I think...
like, within...
I think Deanna found out on Facebook or something. Or
how long ago was that?
Oh, shit. 5 months ago.
Okay. Well, then that's
probably something like that.
That's probably when I found out when he had it. Cause so he called me driving back from either Prescott or Sedona. I forget which one, you know, and I'm driving in the car too. And he just like calls me. This is the second time I've talked to him all year. Maybe the first time. And he's like, "Hey, I'm just driving back from my girlfriend's house." I was like, "Oh, you're dating someone?" It's like, it's news to me.
Oh, nice, man. Yeah, cool.
Like, cool, dude. And he's just checking in, seeing what's going on.
Well, hope she's good.
Yeah.
To you.
I actually would love to meet her at the house party he's supposed to have, you know.
Still on the books.
Yeah. I'm waiting. I guess you're just not getting the trophy this year either, huh?
No, we got to do something, though, to kick off the year or
watch. Running out of time.
Week one together or something. I don't know. I need my trophy.
So you can feel what it's like
to
have it. I don't know if it's worth having now after what Nick's probably done to it. Nick's like had it for 2 years. Man, we need to figure something out there. So, I mean, if you got anything else, get ready for a big year.
Yeah, big year.
Yeah. I don't want to look at all these teams because
we start September
something.
9th, huh?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's what it is.
Looking forward to it as much and interested to see if some trades go down too after the preseason games go, because we might see some action with some injury away guys or depth guys in general. Mm-hmm. Maybe some thirds and fourths going out. So
I guess what I'm looking forward to for this podcast especially is how we're gonna do the agenda. We're gonna have guest appearances. How we wanna set this up for this year. So we're working on a new theme song.
Yeah.
Have some guests.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. Yeah.
Maybe too much right now.
Wow. Well, it's good to talk about things.
Yeah. Shaking the rust off.
Yeah. So all right, well, that being said, how do we do this? With that being said, always remember strive to stay super.
Yeah, stay flexy.
I think it's strive to stay super. Conquer the phobia, and as always, stay flexy.
Ah, yes.
We'll see you later.
Good night.